This is the third trade policy review of Angola, and I would like to thank His Excellency Mr. Roy Magalhães de Oliveira, Minister of Industries and Trade, and his delegation for the constructive engagement in this meeting. I would like also to thank His Excellency Ambassador Graham de Aguiar Patriota of Brazil for his valuable interventions as discussant. The period since last trade policy review in September 2015 has seen Angola embark on a broad range of ambitious economic policy reforms against particularly challenging economic circumstances, triggered by the collapse in oil prices starting in mid-2014 and exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. Members welcome Angola's strong commitment to reforming its economic while reducing its dependence on the oil sector, which continue to be a major source of economic vulnerability. Delegation praised Angola's efforts to strengthen macroeconomic management and economic governance, including by enhancing the independence of the central bank and adopting more flexible exchange rates regime, which many felt would help underpin external competitiveness and facilitate trade diversification. Members appreciated Angola's efforts to improve its business climate, including measures to reform taxes, ease visa requirements, implement a single window for investment, and establish a regime for free trade zones. It was noted that taking together these and other related measures could help stimulate domestic and foreign investment, promote job creation, and improve industrial and agricultural production in line with Angola's development plans. Members welcome steps to simplify and modernize Angola's customs procedures, including those taken to implement the WTO Trade Facilitation Agreement, which Angola ratified in 2019. In this regard, it was noted that Angola had introduced a customs automation system and an authorized economic operator program while continuing to make progress toward the implementation of a trade single window. Some members expressed concern about certain non-tariff measures applied by Angola on imports, including high security tax stamp scheme applied on certain products, and felt that it did not provide foreign companies with an adequate transition period. Some members also remarked on the difficulties faced by companies in Angola to access foreign exchange. Members voiced strong support for Angola's twin goals of economic diversification and greater private sector participation in the economy. Members welcomed the fact that Angola had eliminated its tariff on 43% of the tariff lines and noted that tariffs on certain sensitive products had increased, slightly pushing up the overall average applied MFN tariff rates. Members commented on Angola's large and untapped potential for trade and investment in non-oil sectors such as agriculture, fisheries, critical minerals, and tourism, and encouraged Angola to capitalize by making full use of preferential bilateral and regional trade agreements. In this regard, members commended Angola for its membership in the African Continental Free Trade Area, with some calls on Angola to step up efforts to accede to the Southern African Development Community Trade Protocol. Members appreciated Angola's progress in rebuilding and modernizing its infrastructure. In this context, several members expressed support for the development of Lobutu Corridor, recognizing that this major infrastructure project, which seeks to strengthen connectivity between Angola and two of its neighbors, could be a catalyst for investment and Angola's integration into regional and global supply chains, especially in clean energy. To ensure that the corridor's benefits are maximized, it was noted that cross-border cooperation on transit and other customs matters would be needed along the corridor. Members highly appreciated Angola's active participation in the WTO and encouraged Angola to accelerate its acceptance of the fisheries subsidies agreement. Angola, with its 1,650 kilometers long coastline, is home to one of the richest fish stocks in Africa, which means that Angola has a direct stake in the agreement's rapid entry into force so that it can start delivering benefits. Several members praised Angola's decision to join the joint initiative on investment facilitations for development, which they noted could unlock further trade and investment opportunities, especially for LDCs. Angola was praised also for its participation in the WTO dialogue on plastic pollution and was encouraged to join the joint initiative on e-commerce to drive maximum benefits from the expansion of digital trade. Members acknowledge Angola's efforts to improve its notification record at the WTO and urge Angola to submit its outstanding notification, including on domestic support and in agriculture, TBT, SPC, SPS, and state trading enterprises. In this regard, I was encouraged by His Excellency's personal commitments expressed in this remarks today to improve Angola's notification record, and I encourage Angola to benefit also from the technical assistance provided. In conclusion, the delegation of Angola has clearly demonstrated that it places a high value on the trade policy review mechanism and the multilateral trading system through its active engagement over this two-day meeting. Finally, members congratulate Angola for its solid performance and look forward to receiving answers to any outstanding and follow-up questions within the customary 1 month, at which time this review will be concluded. With this, I declare the meeting of the TPRB meeting on Angola is closed. I thank you all for your participation, and please note that the next meeting of the Trade Policy Review Body will be held on 22nd and 24th of April 2024 to discuss the TPR of Morocco. Congratulations, Excellency.